Magandang umaga, mga kabarkada. This is Caesar, pronouns he, him, his, serving you my fresh bean in a chilly Thursday morning in New York City. So cold. Anyway, last night's episode, Generations Rising, wow, that couldn't have been more inspiring. And it's so, just so relevant and timely to today, right? Especially coming out of the episode prior on Good Americans, where our identity was molded into this model minority, right? I thought the stories of the rise of the young AAPI generations who were like, we are here, this is our country, and we are going to define ourselves. We're good, but we're gonna fight. That was so moving to me. And, you know, the little activist inside me was fired up. I thought these stories really defined who we are now. And while there were some parallels in the stories, I thought the story of Loreen Chu, it's the one that really stood out to me. You know, you have this 18, 19 year old student that was going to San Francisco State trying to figure out where she'd fit in. And it was clear that she had this very strict upbringing, right? And so she was also rebellious. So she's then joined the Third World Liberation Front along with the Latinos and the Blacks after realizing that, damn, like we're all different. We look different, but we are being bamboozled by this common denominator, this dominant culture that's about to diminish our existence. And they're like, nope, we need ethnic studies for us too. We can't be educated by people who have never, ever experienced our trauma. And so you see this huge strike happen in San Francisco, and all to ensure that we are educated and properly cultured with the proper, you know, with the proper truths about our heritage and history. I mean, can you even imagine if no such strike happened? Like, they were willing to risk their lives for it. And, you know, she was thrown into jail. And the part that really touched me was when, you know, after being in jail for 20 something days, her mom was like, you know, my daughter was not very smart. All she wanted to do was to make a better world for people. And it may or may not have cried. And, you know, through all of this, Loreen found her purpose in education and as a huge advocate and pioneer in ethnic studies. And I am just as grateful as I am inspired. Thank you.
Magandang gabi po, mga kaibigan, mga kabarkada. Ako po si Clark. My pronouns are he, him, his. And, taga Fresno, California. I just wanted to respond to Ben's response to yesterday's bean, which was about Mr. Larry Itleong. It hits really close to home for me because I've been in the Fresno area for almost like 8 years now. And I've never heard of Larry Itleong, which is a shame being a Filipino American and being in the Central Valley where we celebrate Cesar Chavez Day. I think we should have a Larry Itleong Day because I think from what I've heard in the documentary is he was the backbone of the movement. Just a thought for me, but yeah, just wanted to quickly comment about how it's a shame for me not knowing about this guy living like 45 minutes away from Delano. Yun lang po. Magandang gabi po mga kaibigan. Mag-ingat po lahat. Bye-bye. Hey Mark, kamusta? Clark here. I just want to say good for you for still being able to speak those languages, Tagalog and Ilonggo. And just want to share my own story as well. I immigrated to this country when I was 20, and I can also speak Ilonggo because I was born and raised in Iloilo City. I also wanted to comment on what you said about model minority is more on the assimilation of Asian Americans to the society, which is which I agree, because being a fresh immigrant, assimilation for me is a daily process. One of my struggles daily as an immigrant, I try to lose my Filipino accent, and I try to sound as white as I could be. And I know I'm not doing a great job, but my friends would always say, "Oh my gosh, that Filipino accent is so barok. Hindi nakakaganda, sis." But you know, it's just one of the struggles being trying to assimilate to the whiteness of the country. But that's just one of it. Just want to say that. Well, have a great night, everyone. Magandang gabi sa lahat. And mag-ingat po kayong lahat. Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye.